This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tributes continue to pour in for former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and the first black African to head the world body. Annan died at age 80 on Saturday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
I, Kofi Annan.
Annan served as leader of the UN between 1997 and 2006 and presided over crises including the 2003 Iraq invasion and conflict in Sudan's Darfur. Before that, he served as head of peacekeeping in Africa during the time of the Rwandan genocide. His time at the UN was turbulent. Critics blamed him for failing to prevent Rwanda. And after the UN, Annan continued his diplomatic work well into retirement. Appointed as a UN special envoy for the Syrian conflict, and he helped avoid possible bloodshed in Kenya by brokering a power-sharing agreement for its government.
Reuters reporter Matthew LaRotonda. Italy observed a national day of mourning Saturday after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. Authorities used an exhibition center in the area of the Genoa fairgrounds as a church. The building was adorned with flowers and photographs for the occasion. In front of the altar and below a large crucifix, 18 coffins were covered with white roses, including those of two Albanian Muslims who died. A small white casket was there for the youngest victim, an 8-year-old who died alongside his parents. The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, presided over the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including the head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday that everything must be done for Syrian refugees to return to their conflict-torn country. Speaking ahead of talks with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel outside Berlin, Putin said that Syria needed assistance to rebuild and to ensure that refugees who had fled the country could safely return to their homes. Merkel said it was important to avert a humanitarian crisis in Idlib, Syria, and the surrounding region. She said that she and Putin had already discussed the issue of constitutional reforms and possible elections when they met last May in Sochi. Germany has accepted hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2015, the height of the migration crisis, which has weakened Angela Merkel politically and split the European Union. Turkey's president said Saturday his country will stand strong against what he called an attempted economic coup amid heightened tensions with the United States. Recep Tayyip Erdogan told thousands of supporters in Ankara that the country was being threatened by the economy, sanctions, foreign currency, interest rates, and inflation. We tell them that we see their game and we challenge them. Turkey is reeling from a massive sell-off of its currency as Washington imposed sanctions and threatened new ones if an American pastor under house arrest isn't released. Evangelical pastor Andrew Craig Brunson faces up to 35 years in jail if convicted of espionage and terror-related charges. He maintains his innocence. Former cricket star Imran Khan was sworn in Saturday as Pakistan's new prime minister. An emotional Khan pledged to bear true faith to Pakistan. He promised to carry out his duties honestly and in a manner that is always in the interest of the sovereignty, integrity, solidarity, well-being, and prosperity of Pakistan. He faces the challenge of forming a coalition government after decades of leadership changes interspersed with periods of military rule. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised more than $70 million in aid for flood-affected Kerala state Saturday as he undertook an aerial survey to see the devastation caused by relentless monsoon floods. More than 190 people have died in little over a week. Much of the state is partially submerged. Modi also met with the state's top officials to review the rescue and relief operations. He said that 38 helicopters had been deployed for search and rescue operations in the state, which has a population of more than 33 million people. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.